fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 21st of December. Quick heads up, my website is temporarily down. My webmaster has a situation he's dealing with, and it may be down for a couple of days, so my website is down. Prepper tip of the day. When traveling, especially over these holidays, don't forget to bring your bug-out bag with you, your bug-out kit. This is a vulnerable time of year when we're at a very low level of readiness in military and all police agencies, local, state, and federal. So when you're traveling, don't forget your bug-out kit. This is the second hour of Fridays, and we have my personal physician, Dr. Leonard Wilbert, visiting with us. Dr. Wilbert has a beautiful new website. I'll say it and give you the phonetic spelling. It's AccuTouch. That's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel AccuTouch. And he has his brand new headset that he's using this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, JR, and everybody listening.
Well, thank you, sir, for being with us. Well, this is the shortest daylight day of the year, the winter solstice. And as of tomorrow morning, the 22nd of December, the days start getting longer, don't they, sir?
That is correct.
Absolutely. That's correct. I always look forward to the days getting longer. Well, sir, we talk about health-related matters. Our conversations go in unexpected directions most Fridays. And there's a lot of I'm going to ask your opinion. You know, I don't think you know I ever talked privately about this. Your opinion about flu vaccines, which we see lots of advertisements, signs at various pharmacies, get your flu shots here. Do you have an opinion one way or the other about vaccines in general or the flu vaccine, sir?
It's interesting you asked the question, John. When I was in chiropractic college, we had my youngest child, my son, and that was the semester I studied embryology. In fact, I studied embryology so much, I don't even know how I passed the rest of my classes because I was involved with that process. And so while I was there, I asked every physician or teacher or professor that had children in that environment, did you recommend or do you recommend vaccinations and inoculations? And there was an emphatic no. I did more research. I had probably about 2-inch stack of information where vaccinations were doing more harm than there were good. And so it's just basically a group belief that you need to be vaccinated on the premise that if you inoculate or vaccinate, you introduce an attenuated or a weakened form of whatever it is. Let's just say it's a chickenpox virus or a flu virus. You introduce into the system the very thing it's supposed to get strong against. And that premise is basically not true, because most of the time, and in my opinion, you cannot make a system stronger by making it weaker. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense. And this is not 20th century technology. It's not 19th century technology. It's 18th century technology. Mm-hmm. The whole concept of vaccinations, it goes back to the late 1700s, which if we did not have, more than two centuries of this flawed science being accepted as the real deal, if someone was to begin, if there wasn't a two-century history of this, and somebody was to introduce this as a brand-new concept, it would be looked at as some type of witchcraft, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Again, it just doesn't make logical sense. I ended up making the decision not to do any of the inoculations, and I have three children, two girls and a boy. My first child had half her inoculation. My second child had one set of them. My son had none. They're all healthy. My son is the healthiest. And so what I gleaned from that is that who's benefiting from the flu shot? Well, the pharmaceutical factory. If I use the analogy, we just purchased a beautiful wooded 3-acre lot out in the country. The first thing, you have to clear the lot. Trees, you have to evacuate. Not evacuate. You have to, what's the other term for you? You have to level the land, grade the land. And then right. You build this beautiful story and a half walkout basement. And then you install the most sophisticated video surveillance system known to man today. And the person that helps you install it, you don't know that he's part of an international robbery and thief gang. And so he helps you set the code. And before you reset the code, he comes back and rips off your property because he's got the code. That's exactly what you're doing to yourself with flu vaccinations and whenever you do that. And there's a whole movement of parents that they're still working diligently to reverse the privilege that parents had. And that was, if I don't want my child inoculated, I don't have to get him or her inoculated. Medical doctors are the only ones now that can issue some kind of, you don't qualify, you don't have to do it. Chiropractor physicians used to be able to do it, and then the state took that away. And so it's part of the game.
Well, I know, Doctor, in Missouri, I assume it's still law, there's a religious exemption for people who do not want vaccinations as well. And I think many of the 50 states have religious exemptions for people who refuse to get the flu vaccination. And it's not discussed very much, but a member of the Trump administration, one of the sons, I think it's Bobby Kennedy's son, is in charge of looking into vaccines on behalf of the Trump administration, with the eye towards giving people freedom of choice when it comes to vaccinations. So, that should be part of the program where people, and in fact, this came out of the Nuremberg War Tribunals, that for a person to receive any medical procedure or treatment or vaccine of any kind, they have to give informed consent first prior to receiving anything to do with a medical procedure, prescription, vaccine. They have to give informed choice first. That came out of the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunals, Doctor. And I would like to see more challenges and more freedom when it comes to vaccines, wouldn't you, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it's a belief system. If you believe that you can make your immune system stronger by making it weaker, well, then you're going to follow that belief. Beliefs drive behavior. If you believe you need medication, and I'm not anti-medication, against medication. However, if you show up one day and your doctor says, you know, your blood pressure is high and you need to take blood pressure medication in order to keep it under control, or you risk having a cardiovascular event. Well, my next question would be, well, the last time I was here, a doctor, I didn't need blood pressure medication. What happened? The answer is you stopped making it. You stop making blood pressure medication, so therefore, in order to keep from blowing the gasket somewhere, you have to put some in. And in my opinion, if medication worked, then you would start off taking one or two pills for a couple of years, and then after that, you only take half the dose because it's working on the cause of elevated blood pressure. But no, 5 years later, you're taking another pill. Now you have to offset the side effects. And by the way, it's not a side effect. It's a direct effect. Whatever you put in your body must process. And it will process every listed reaction to that drug to a certain degree or intensity. Don't be fooled by it. Well, it's rare. It's unexpected. It's unusual. Probably won't happen to you. No, you drink a cup of poison. You drink a cup of hydrochloric acid or sulfuric acid, and you will die. There's no maybe. Everyone that drinks a cup of sulfuric acid will die. And so this myth about side effects is not true. It further compromises the system to recover from an emergency or from a stress. And we know all the types of stresses, especially this time of year. This time of year, the death rate from heart attack takes off. And so it's the stress, and I equate stress as a hungry black bear that wants to eat you. As long as that bear is chasing you, you will run. And so running requires elevated blood pressure. As soon as the bear gets tired and you evade the bear and he stops chasing you, then your blood pressure should it's programmed to recalibrate back to normal in a certain amount of time, depending on what your cardiovascular fitness is. But it shouldn't stay elevated. If it stays elevated, the question is why? And the answer is you're still running from the bear. What bear? Lifestyle stress. That's the number one bear in our lives as human beings. And we don't really realize it until it happens.
Well, people need this knowledge. They need this awareness. We grow up thinking and believing that these vaccines are the right thing. They're good. They're healthy. I know I felt that as a young man. I proudly lined up in the Army to get my what they call the overseas shot series, which was four or six different things to protect, allegedly protect us from bubonic plague and other horrendous things. And many of us had flu-like symptoms for about 3 days afterward because we were experiencing the effects of the vaccines that were actually giving us the symptoms of the things they were protecting us from. Right, Doctor?
Yes, I heard of that. I didn't have the privilege of serving in the military, but I know and have clients that did go, and they are assaulted, bombarded with all these injections intended to help protect the troops when they go into foreign land. And that's just what they do. I mean, if you're in the military, that's what you get, and that's their belief as well. However, you've heard the term post-traumatic stress disorder or post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Right.
Well, you've experienced it, John. That's the initial stress is getting through boot camp and then getting all those shots and then the training that you go through, and you're in combat, and you think those guys are not stressed to no end? Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. I will eventually get to work with troops because, in my opinion, if you've lived any length of time, let's say you're a mature adult, male or female, you've lived enough stress. And every individual, if they haven't learned to sharpen their stress coping skills, then stress from lifestyle is going to accumulate, And then what I've determined is that every adult human being is in the process of recovering and enduring post-traumatic stress syndrome, not a disorder. It's a misnomer. The body can't do anything wrong. No such thing as a disorder. Syndrome is a set of symptoms that you display from prolonged stress. And one of them is elevated blood pressure, elevated blood sugar, and the list goes on. And so we must learn to deal with stress because it will not go away.
Stress can be a life-saving matter. Stress can be a good thing. And stress can also be very harmful and detrimental, can it?
Yes, absolutely. There's no such thing as good stress or bad stress. Say, if we chose to eat a banana for breakfast, well, in order for you to process that banana, you would have to change the environment of the stomach for digestion. So stress, in its real definition, is anything that causes the body or the system to respond differently than what it's doing before the stimulus. So when you eat the banana, the environment has to change to process the banana in order that you, in order for you not to die from eating the banana. So good stress, bad stress? No, it's called stress. Living is a stress. Staying alive is a stress. Going out in public these days is a stress. And so that's just your system responding perfectly to what wasn't supposed to happen, which is the life that we're living on this planet today.
That's right. That's right. Well, understanding what these stresses are and how to properly deal with them is one of the things that we talk about, isn't it?
Absolutely. The body, and I've mentioned this on previous calls, the system, the body is just the last component of the system. The system in and of itself responds perfectly. So human organisms are perfect stimulus response organisms. Perfect stimulus response. Your body can't choose to do something wrong. That's the term, oh, something's wrong with my knee. No, it isn't. We're perfect stimulus response organisms. So if you're getting an increased awareness from any part, knee, shoulder, elbow, back, it doesn't matter, then the body's first response to that stress is increase of fluid. Increase of fluid, because if you don't respond properly to whatever the stress is, it could be nourishment that you're taking in, it could be water, it could be breathing, it could be movement and exercise. If you're not doing something to properly diffuse the stress, then you're going to accumulate stress. And stress equals emergency.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 21st of December. We'll have archives Monday and Tuesday. No live show. I'll be back live next Wednesday. My website is temporarily down. My webmaster is having some personal issues he's dealing with, but it will be back up hopefully by Monday. Visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert, my personal physician, my wife Dr. Moore's personal physician. His beautiful new website is AccuTouch. I'll spell that phonetically. That's Alpha, Charlie, Charlie, Uniform, Tango, Uniform, Charlie, Hotel, AccuTouch. It's your portal to gain access to the coaching that I get, that my wife, Dr. Moore, gets, life coaching, help under getting updates with our health, and you can gain access to it also by entering at that portal. Well, Doctor, these vaccines, it's challenging people's belief in vaccines is almost like challenging the fact that the world is round, which I know there's a lot of people that believe the world is flat for some reason. But it's actually gaining in popularity, believe it or not. I wonder if these people are flown in an airplane. But it's a are challenging that the human beings, Americans, have landed on the moon. Another thing that is difficult to challenge, but it's such a close. It's an emotional thing. The people have an emotional connection to believing that vaccines are healthy and good and proper, don't they, sir?
That's exactly right, John. I mentioned earlier that beliefs drive behavior. If you believe in disease, which I do not, just terms that doctors use to describe the body's perfect reaction to your lifestyle and the accumulation of whether or not you were making correct choices in your life. But they to give you a further example, you could not watch one 1-hour program, and I haven't counted it, but I can guarantee you there's at least one drug commercial, if not 2, 3, 4, 5 within that hour. And each of them will say, ask your doctor if this drug's for you. Because they have this belief that medications are life-saving. Well, again, we have to put that in context. What do you mean by life-saving? If you're making unwise choices and you're creating situations inside your system that is life-threatening, then I think it would be a good idea for you to seek medical help and get on some medications with the idea that you're going to figure out what it is that you continue to do to allow your body to respond in this perfect manner. Well, Dr. Robert, if you say my body is perfect, then why do I need medication? Well, because you've turned off the pharmacy inside your body. It's actually inside your brain. It's called the pituitary. It makes all the drugs that you need to stay happy, to heal, to reduce inflammation, to live a long, productive life. It makes all of those drugs. But pituitary also can make emergency drugs. And so if you're in a state of emergency, a response to stress that is deemed as life-threatening by your healing system, that's an emergency. And if you're in emergency more than healing, and healing is feeling good about yourself, healing is love, joy, peace, which right around this time of year, everybody's at least aware of how they should be 365 and a quarter days a year. But at least they're putting on an effort to do so. So if you're unaware of how you are accumulating this life-threatening situation, it's impossible to make healing drugs and emergency drugs. Impossible. It's like being in two places at the same time. I'm working on it, but I haven't got it there yet. And so it's either or. You take the medication, you figure out what are you stressing about? Are you anxious? Do you worry? One of man's biggest misuse of his imagination is to worry. Here you are sitting somewhere, and you're anticipating a situation that you would rather it not happen. That's called worry. Do you think you're making healing drugs while you're worrying? That would be a no. You're making emergency drugs. Do you think your blood pressure is going up while you're worrying? That would be a yes. Because all less than positive emotion is viewed by your healing system as a life-threatening emergency. Wow, let me say that again. Less than positive emotions equal life-threatening emergency.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back. Ooh. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday the 21st of December. My website's down temporarily. Be back up in a day or two, hopefully by Monday at the latest. In the meantime, if you need an energy cleaner, my toll-free hour line does work perfectly. We got operators, order takers standing by to take your order at 800-592-9543. Get yourself an energy cleaner. You'll be very glad you did. Visiting with Dr. Linda Wilbert, my personal physician. His new website is AccuTouch. That's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel. AccuTouch.com, I believe it's .com. Doctor, we got a couple of callers on hold. First, we have John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. I'm listening, and I agree with so much of what you, as always, so much of what you're saying this morning. I'd like to ask you a question and then respond a little bit. Have you ever read a vaccine insert, section 13.1, on any and all vaccines? It's the same. Have you read the insert?
Well, go ahead and tell us what's on the vaccine insert.
Well, this vaccine or this medicine, fill in the name of whatever it is that you're, they're all the same in Section 13, has not been tested for carcinogenic mutagenic or fertility effects. So they're telling you in Section 13, they didn't test whether or not it causes cancer or mutates your genomes or it causes infertility in male or female. And why might that be, doctor? Because if they had and they knew the results, they'd have to disclose them. So do they know? And then the other question I have for you, you know, we talk about getting medicine, antibiotics or something for a virus or something for what they're calling disease, which actually is the body's not at ease. It's in a, you know, it's diseased, not the way it should be. Is the virus or the bacteria a cause of the disease, or is it an effect of the disease? Maybe the body's ability, God-given ability, to deal with the infirmity. I'd like to get your opinion on that. And I have one more comment.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, first of all, John, I agree with whatever that information is on the insert because it's poisonous. It's poisoned. I had a young mother tell me all of the things that's in her vaccinations, and she abruptly stopped. They put everything in there in an attempt to, no, it's not an attempt, and it's solely to make money, period. It has no interest in health. This country deals with sick care. They haven't figured out that there's money in well care. So when there's a virus or a bacteria, usually that virus or bacteria is outside. It's a different type of bacteria that's in your gut. For instance, if we say there's 100 people on this call that's listening, and we did a throat culture of all 100 people, 90 of the people will be positive for strep throat, and only a few percentage of the people will have the symptoms associated with strep throat. See, strep is one of those viruses that live in the body all the time. And as soon as you create the perfect environment for the bacteria to live, it's called an acid environment. Acid versus alkaline. Alkaline above 7, good. Acid below 7, bad. Or the body has to deal with it, and the way the body deals with acid is increased fluid, also known as inflammation. Oh, so now that there's an inflammatory response because the immune system has been alerted to the fact that there is an invader. There's a bacteria or a virus that should be living out there that's trying to live in here. And if you start having symptoms, as in increased inflammation, retention of fluid, stuffy eyes, runny nose, sinus response, that's your liver working overtime to produce white blood cells, and that's your lymphatic system and the rest of your circulatory system going into high gear to transport white blood cells to whatever is necessary for them to fight and kick those microorganisms out, because now if you have these inflammatory responses, they've invited brother, grandmother, sister, aunt, uncle, everybody that's in the neighborhood. It doesn't take them long to migrate inside your body, because you provided for them a 5-star restaurant and hotel, and around this time of year, they'd rather live inside you than outside of you. So here's what happens. When you get or take antibiotics, you get a greater emergency than the one that was created by the germ population or the bacteria or the virus population.
Because you're killing all bacteria. You're killing good and bad bacteria. The other comment I'd like to make is just as we have good and bad bacteria, I think we have good and bad virus. And the viruses are actually created to fight the bad virus. So one more thing, John, when you mentioned flat Earth, I chuckled out loud. So So I'll just say this, that if you have not looked, either one of you, there's a proverb that says, he that answers a matter without knowing, it is a shame and a folly unto him. So I would say, if you haven't looked into it, don't discount it. Be truthful with yourself. Just as difficult as it was, John, to believe that there is a conspiracy of everything that we talk about every day, if they've been lying to us, is it possible? In an honest mind, is it possible to say they're lying about the shape of the earth? And with that, thank you again for allowing me to call.
And as we speak, it is 9:10 p.m. in New Delhi, India. Right now, it is 9:10 p.m. in New Delhi, India. We go to Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. The reason I'm calling is about vaccination. I couldn't resist because I want other parents to know and understand, just as you said yourself, about vaccinations. In 1973, I was faced with that choice for my first of four. And the doctor told me if I wasn't, he wanted to schedule these. And I said, oh, I'm not going to do vaccinations. He said, okay, I'm no longer your doctor. He quit me right then. And a month later, my son was born at home, because that's what we planned as a result of that doctor's response. So he was the first, and I had three more, all born at home, with no vaccinations, no doctors, and that was 46 years ago now. And they're all healthy, and they still are doing really well without them.
Well, good for you, Patricia. Congratulations. Yeah. You did the right thing for the right reasons.
Wanting charity for the people. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of, just as this doctor says, nothing to be afraid of. Thank you.
Absolutely. We appreciate your call here. Patricia, anything else?
No, that's really
okay,
good.
Okay, that's it. Well, thank you very much. It's heartwarming to hear people who've been making the right decisions. And doctor, I came very close. It would have been about 1974, somewhere in there, the swine flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I did not get it, but because I was encouraged by my first wife not to do so. She was a registered nurse. She said, John, you really don't want to do that. I still know people who are, their lives were destroyed by the swine flu vaccine ever since. And, of course, many people died, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. First of all, I want to congratulate Patricia on the decision to raise for healthy boys. I was sitting here getting goosebumps while she was sharing that story, because she believed that she could raise healthy children without the use of whatever they do. And it's proof positive, so that's quite motivating for people to hear. And never be afraid. What we're experiencing in this country is fear-based motivation. Fear-based motivation. Oh, you don't do this, if you don't know your numbers, then what? Excuse me? What numbers? Let me give an example. The average cholesterol in the Middle East, Japan, and those areas is probably still less than 100. I haven't looked at the exact numbers, but I know it's still less than 100. And so, in fact, the last time I looked, the average was about 85 or 86 total cholesterol. The acceptable cholesterol level in this country used to be 220. Now, if you're 220, they immediately put you on statin drugs, or they attempt to. Now, what they did, the pharmaceutical company, they changed the numbers to, if you are above 170, you require statin drugs, or they attempt to persuade you to take statin drugs. So they changed the numbers. And then come up with a new drug. The only reason why statin drugs are still on the market, such as Lipitor, the only reason why those drugs are still available is because they haven't killed enough people yet. They have these enormous pools of money that they can, if the attorneys approve that the cause of death, and I have several client incidences where a guy was living in the foothills outside of San Francisco. I mean, he's literally was a mountain man. I met him. They put him on statin drugs, and in a year, his heart failed. So, again, the only reason why.
I'm shocked.
Oh, I was too, and so was his sister-in-law. And to this day, she said, "No, you can't get me to take a statin drug, period." Because she saw the direct effects of introducing poison into your system. So let me just qualify what medicine is. Anytime your body is subjected to a stress that produces an emergency, you stop making healing drugs. You stop making cholesterol-regulating drugs. The liver makes cholesterol. Your brain needs cholesterol to function properly. But when you talk elevated cholesterol, why? Because when the liver has to elevate its activity in emergency, then cholesterol is going to be elevated as well. And so the only way any outside medication works, any and every outside medication, because remember I said you make all the drugs inside that pharmacies outside cannot make. They cannot make steroids that your body makes. They make a steroid, prednisone, in certain forms of it, but it doesn't work because here's what happens. When you introduce the external drug, it produces a greater threat to your survival than the threat you created with your lifestyle. Let me say it again. Once you start making choices that create emergencies, also known as less than positive emotions about anything, about everything, once you start doing that, then you create emergencies that are practically continuous. It would be like putting an IV in your arm, and what's coming through the IV is pulverized and blended McDonald's food. Well, you'll soon be dead. You'll soon be dead if you do that. There's a movie that was out that almost proved it, and he stopped. Well, he didn't stop. He went through the 30 days, and he survived probably because he was 25 years old. And so when you introduce a drug into your system, the only way it has any perceived beneficial effect, remember I said perceived beneficial effect, is because the introduction of the medication is a greater threat to your survival than prolonged thinking, continuous, less than positive thoughts about yourself and anybody else and anything and everything outside of your control. So my point is, can we really monitor our emotions? Yes, we can. We monitor our feelings. Can we monitor our feelings? Yes, we can. We monitor our thoughts. So we monitor our thoughts, we produce different feelings and produce different emotions. And if they're positive, like nature, if they're positive thoughts, then you produce relaxing, healing, beneficial medications or drugs. And so again, so that it took me a while to understand this. The introduction of the medication is a greater threat to your survival than any past, present, or future threat to your survival. And most of it has to do with your mind. Most of it has to do with your mind because you think a thought, and then all of a sudden that thought doesn't make you feel good, and then your body's going, whoa, what is that? That's the emotion. That's the energy feedback from the thought and feeling you just had, that you just created. And so since nobody makes us think about what we think about, since we get to choose what we think about, is it possible for us to choose positive? Sure. Well, then why do we automatically go to the less than positive? Because that's what we've been taught. That's what most of culture does in this country. So if we choose to think differently, then we can always be making those healing drugs, and we have no need for the external medication. Remember, the need for the external medication is because you stop making it. The doctors, medical doctors will never tell you that they will say, oh, you need to take this medication for the rest of your life, and we believe it. I think they send those medical doctors to a drama and acting class in order for them to be so persuasive and have people believe that they need this for the rest of their life. The only reason why you have it for the rest of your life, you live the rest of your life the way you've always lived your life. I just got a little upset. That's like being a little pregnant.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We are our last break. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. This is Jim and J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 21st of December. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert and talking about health-related matters. His website is AccuTouch. That's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel. The way to get started, to access this coaching that will help you achieve your goal of having a happy, healthy, productive life we all want to have. Right, Doctor?
The fact of the matter is that we live in a universe, and we are part of the universe. The universe is part of us. And everything that goes on in the universe affects us. And everything we do affects the universe. And it's apparent, because if there's a full moon, just check the maternity wards and see what activity is different, or the effect that it has on oceans across the planet. So everything we do not only affects us, but affects everything in the universe. When we talk about little, that's called quantum physics. Little is quantum physics, and I'm a quantum physicist. At one time, it was thought that the sun revolved around the Earth.
Doctor, there's still people who believe that, believe it or not.
Oh, well, see, that's never been proven to be true. All you have to do is look at any astronomy book, and with the information highway available, you can research it and find out exactly what the universe is. And then here's one. Oh, we just discovered 10,000 more universes, and the smallest one is 10 times bigger than the Milky Way that we live in, and the smallest Milky Way, it's not a universe, but it is a universe. The smallest star in that universe is 10 times bigger than our sun. Now, if you don't believe that, do your research. Do your research, because I was blown away with the Hubble telescope that they're starting to see all this stuff. So there's nothing we can do about that, but what can we do about ourselves? How can we improve the planet by thinking positive? Well, it's so hard to do that. Well, hey, it is, but it's worth doing. Because every less than positive thought affects every person every time, including you, and it does nothing to promote the health of the universe. And so, as we wrap up, stress is neither good or bad. How you respond to stress, and how fast, instant response to stress. If you run off road with a less than positive feeling, then how about you snap back really fast to a positive feeling? What am I learning about this moment? Can I pace a positive on this moment, as opposed to how I've been conditioned to respond to the environment that I live in? I had a discussion the other day, which is more important, how you think or can you breathe? Well, I can tell you that thinking affects your breathing. And if you can't breathe, you're not living.
Doctor, we are out of time, sir. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Look forward to next time.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Be back live next Wednesday, off Monday and Tuesday. We'll have archives. Everyone have a Merry Christmas. In the meantime, don't forget to get your energy cleaner, your medical supplies, your guns and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, weekend, and wonderful holiday with your friends and family. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.